Joining me live in studio this morning is Mike Hunsaker, COO of Star Valley Health. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. You know, we had a lot of kind of mild December weather till you showed up. I'm just saying. No, we appreciate you coming over today. Exciting times again in Alpine. Of course, a couple of years ago, Star Valley Health opened up the Alpine Clinic with the intent of expansion in the future. Well, and now that expansion is here, and it's coming right up. So certainly an exciting time for Star Valley Health, right?
Yes. Do you mind if I say happy anniversary to Bob and Joyce Saunders?
Oh,
Bob's
ahead.
One of our old board members at Star Valley Health, so I appreciate him. He's been served the community a lot over the years. Yes, Alpine, Duke, we're just thrilled about what's happening in Alpine for Star Valley Health in the north end of our valley. You know, we opened our clinic in 2022, I believe, and just have seen a lot of growth in services and people obtaining services from Star Valley Health during that time, you know, since we opened the facility down there, and now we've chosen to add to our services in Alpine, and we've been under construction for almost a year down there, just hitting almost at the finish line, finishing up. As a matter of fact, today the Wyoming Department of Health is going to be there to do their final inspection.
Oh, all right.
So we're excited to get a certificate of occupancy, and we've been working closely with the town of Alpine to get their approvals. And we're really excited to open in mid-January. Of course, our open house is January 10th and 11th. The evening of the 10th, we've invited a bunch of the local dignitaries and politicians and business people. And then on Saturday, we have a public open house on Saturday, and I'm sure it'll be advertised in the Star Valley Independent. We'd love to have the community come down and see what we're going to offer the folks in Star Valley. And in fact, we're going to offer this throughout Western Wyoming, to be honest with you.
Well, I happen to know it will be advertised in the Star Valley Independent. I kind of have a connection there. So, 10 to noon on January 11th is the public open house. And there's details also at svialpine.com as well as svinews.com. You know, we've talked about with some of the providers that are going to be spending a lot of time in Alpine and the ER department that's going to be there. And, of course, cardiology with Dr. Gonzalez and the great things he's doing. One thing we haven't really touched on too much is the lab and the cardiac catheterization lab. Tell us what that is and why that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Duke. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about that a little bit. We are going to be the first cardiac cath lab in Western Wyoming. I don't think there's a cath lab until you get to Casper going east in Wyoming. So we're really thrilled about the opportunity to provide these services, not to just folks in Star Valley, but to be honest with you, we're talking to St. John's in Jackson about utilizing our cardiac cath lab. We're talking to other communities throughout Western Wyoming to utilize these services, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see some people from Eastern Idaho have the opportunity to use our cardiac cath lab. As you know, healing is better done at home, and the closer you can get a patient to home to recover, the better it is. And so we're really excited to provide this new service. So Dr. Gonzalez, he is a cardiologist who is able to do cardiac catheterizations, and that's like stents, got to say that right. And he also does pacemakers, and he does all other types of cardiac work. I mean, we want to make sure that we do appropriate, safe things for our patients in Alpine. We're not going to be able to do open heart surgery down there, of course, but the things that Dr. Gonzalez is so skilled at and can do in Alpine, we're going to have him doing that. And I think there are lots of patients throughout Western Wyoming that, you know, you think of all these old ranchers that have heart trouble. he's going to be able to take care of them now right down there in Alpine, and that's really exciting.
Excellent. And so that's going to be part of the expanded facility and the additional services. We touched on ER. Maybe just touch on that as well, Mike, and how big of a deal that is for a community that really needs an ER department.
Yes. You know, Alpine is a unique place from a standpoint of emergency medicine. You have Palisades Reservoir, you have Grays River, you have three national forests, you have Snake River and the Whitewater, and that canyon, and all of the hunting and fishing and wood gathering and recreation, and with that brings lots of accidents. And so we're really thrilled to be able to offer an emergency room in Alpine. We're going to have board-certified emergency physicians 24/7 in that facility. And so this is going to be really a high level of emergency care that we'll be able to take care of folks that come in with, you know, tragedies they have in their lives and accidents that occur. We're going to be able to take care of them down there. And this is really a nice thing. I think anybody that moves to a community, one of the first things they ask is, hey, is there an emergency room close that I can take my kids to? Or when my family comes for the weekend, can I get them somewhere that if they need care? So we're really super excited about providing this to Alpine and the surrounding communities.
Mike Hunsaker, COO of Star Valley Health, on the Weekday Wake Up. Again, the open house for the Alpine Clinic and the expansion January 11th from 10 to 2 in Alpine. Any other services or anything else you'd like to highlight with this expansion this morning, Mike?
Well, you know, we have down in that facility now, there are going to be actually two operating suites. One is the hybrid cardiac catheter room, but it serves a dual purpose. It can be used for other surgeries. We have a second OR suite, and so we have an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Stuckey, who plans to do cases in Alpine, his outpatient cases. Dr. McClure plans to do pain management cases down there. I know Dr. Kirk intends to do some endoscopy cases in Alpine, and we'll continue to grow that service. It's a nice outpatient surgery. If you need outpatient surgery done and we have a surgeon down there, they'd be more than happy to take care of you if that's closer to home for you and more convenient. So we're thrilled about that, and we'll continue to add services over time as the community grows down there and the demands are there. We want to meet those demands of the people in Star Valley.
Well, it sounds like it really is just a great extension of your Afton location. It is its own little hospital now, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, the only thing we don't have are inpatient rooms, but honestly, from a Department of Health standpoint, our Alpine facility is considered an extension of the hospital here in Afton. And so they treat us that way. We have to meet those standards of construction and standards of care. We're in Alpine. It's just like an extension of Star Valley Medical Center, Star Valley Health down in Alpine.
Star Valley Health and the Alpine Open House, January 11th, 10 to noon. Emergency room, operating room, cath lab as well, all kinds of those other additional services. Anything we missed, Mike, you'd like to mention today?
You know, we have recently added some primary care in Alpine. So now we have Dr. Millison, Dr. Sharp, and Dr. Bailey are all providing primary care in Alpine. Of course, our urgent care is going to stay open down there, and it'll operate 6 days a week, 12 hours a day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we have lots of visiting physicians that go down there. Dr. Stuckey, of course, Dr. Jensen, our spine surgeon, Dr. Hauser, our OBGYN, Dr. Gonzalez, Dr. Affleck, our ENT. We have lots of doctors going down there to see patients and lots of great opportunities for people to get care close to home.
Excellent. Mike Kunsaker, COO of Star Valley Health, on the Weekday Wake Up. In the open house, January 11th for the community, 10 to noon in Alpine. It's the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.